So going on to emotional intelligence, one of the problems I had with school was that actually having you believe that there's only one right answer. Well, only one right answer is what goes on in school. In the real world is a multiple guess test. And when you guess wrong, you're going to make a mistake. Now, the good thing about making a mistake is if you're honest about it, after your upset subsides and you calm down, and you say, okay, what's the lesson from this thing? You can learn more. But the people who think there's only one answer or making mistakes are bad, that's why they fall behind terribly. So in reality, there's multiple right answers. And the one reason I do things as a team, as I said, in school, I tried to take tests as a team, but that's called cheating. But in the real world, what I want as many people on my team as possible so we can listen to the multiple right answers. Then we can make a better educated guess. Because ultimately, when you're going forward, it's all a guess anyway. And the good thing about it is, as long as you have the emotional fortitude to be willing to take risks, to make mistakes, small risks, to make mistakes, to learn from every one of them, be honest, don't be dishonest, don't lie, don't say it wasn't my fault or it was due to circumstances beyond my control, you will get richer and richer because you're getting stronger mentally and emotionally. The other part that my rich dad used to say to me, he says that the trouble with school is they think data is important. He says it's not the data, it's what you do with the data that makes things good. So I'll say it again. The reason I got ahead is not because I was smarter, but because I was willing to make more mistakes, take more risk, correct, tell the truth, don't lie about it, and move forward again. So another definition I'd like to go into is the definition of wealth. As I said before, rule number two of my rich dad was money doesn't make you rich, but wealth does. And what that means here is this, is the reason I acquired assets was so that every month I had cash flow coming in from my property. Let's say I bought a house and it put $500 in my pocket. Well, that was my wealth. See, I had an asset and my wealth was now working for me. The average person tries to make a lot of money, but they buy doodads or liabilities that make them poorer. So the definition of wealth is not how rich you are necessarily. The definition of wealth I got is the number of days forward you can survive without working. So what that means here is this. If you stop working, how many days can you survive and still maintain your standard of living? So let me give you an example. Let's say your expenses on a regular basis today are $1,000 and you have $10,000 in the bank. If you stop working, that means you have a wealth of 10 months. That's what it means. In other words, wealth is measured more in time, not in money. So the thing that I'm always trying to compute is I'm trying to base my cash flow from my assets against my expenses. So if I have expenses of $1,000 a month and I have income from assets of, let's say, $2,000 a month, technically then my wealth is infinite. Because as long as that wealth comes in, whether I work or not, I am financially free. One of the reasons I'm not concerned, you know, like a lot of people have a lot of life insurance in case they die or whatever, it does get disabled. And they got to take care of the wife and kids and all this. The reason I'm not worried about it is very simply because if I work or not, my income still comes in. Barring any catastrophic disaster, my money comes in whether my wife and I work or not. And that means we're wealthy. It doesn't necessarily mean we're rich. It just means we can survive so many number of days forward. So the next definition I'm going to go into is a definition of rich. I think it's an interesting one. My accountant showed me an article in Forbes magazine, and it said they define rich as $1 million U.S. a year or more. I thought, that's kind of interesting. So I wanted to make it one more stretch beyond that. I said, you're rich when you have $1 million or more income without working. That would make you rich. So when I retired in 1994, I was wealthy but not rich. So now I'm rich because I set a goal to become rich. It was just a matter of doing the same process. See, once you have so-called right ideas or the ideas, a formula that works for you, you can just add more zeros to the number of dollars you want to come in because the process is the same. But if you have the idea that you can work harder and buy more liabilities, all you do is do the same thing. You work harder and get poorer instead of working harder and getting richer.